Hello and welcome to episode 58 of the West Malvern Social Club podcast. I've never done an interview on this show before, but this week we're going to change all that. And my special guest is Mr. Vo Fletcher, a wonderful musician and an extraordinary guitarist whom I've been playing gigs with since 2007. What you just heard on the intro was a live take of the two of us. Anyway, we had quite an informal chat, socially distanced and completely safe. We're also going to play you a song, but let's start with part of the interview.
This week, my guest is Mr. Vo Fletcher.
Welcome. Good afternoon, good evening, good day, good year.
Well, you can never tell what time people are going to listen to this. So I wanted to talk to you about your Tuesday nights.
Yeah, it's been a year.
A year.
As it is for you. I started...
It's a little past a year.
I started about 3 weeks into lockdown. Yeah, I've been doing it for a year now. I do an hour. It's called Wine O'Clock. It's on a Tuesday night on my Facebook page. Runs from 6 till 7.
Yeah.
And I kind of take requests. Some requests I don't get to. a lot of them I try to. Because a lot of them are songs that I've never even heard of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if I like the sound of it, I'll go, oh, I'll check that out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll try a few things. But it's been enormously good fun. And people have been really so supportive.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've got a virtual tip jar and people leave me tips.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been there for the whole year.
That's amazing.
Which is astonishing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Astonishing. You know, which is very gratifying. And like you, they say, you know, it really brightens my week up.
Well, that's good.
Because some of them watch it on the nights.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of them watch it after the event, between one Tuesday and another. And I leave all of them up there. So every show the last year, all 50 whatever of them, yeah, is up on my Facebook page.
So you should be somewhere around 52.
It is. This week must be 54th or 55th show. Yeah. I've lost count now. It was a birthday a couple of weeks ago. That's a lot of tunes.
Yeah.
A few repeats. There's some they get asked for more than once.
A new show every week.
It's been a new show. New show.
Very, very little repeat.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's a few songs I get asked for. I always start with Here Comes the Sun. That's become the theme tune, thanks to our dear pal Marigold.
Yeah.
Who, as you know, is a big fan of ours. And she asked for that one. So that ended up being the theme to the opening theme tune. And there's a lovely song by Warren Zevon called Don't Let Us Get Sick. And that kind of defaulted to the closing number. And that's been kind of nice. So that's sort of tops and tails of the show. And the rest is in the lap of the gods.
So, Wine O'Clock, every Tuesday night.
Every Tuesday, from 6 to 7. And you can call it beer o'clock or gin o'clock, or if you like.
or coffee o'clock.
Or coffee o'clock, yes.
Because you're not drinking, you haven't drank.
I know, I've been off for a year.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I got ropey knees, and I'm due for a knee replacement operation. And shortly after lockdown kicked in, my knee played up big time. I was in agony. So I knocked the beer on the head, because people are saying, well, beer or wine, really, you know, alcohol really isn't good.
No, well, it's just sugar.
For osteoarthritis, which is what the knee is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did, and I knocked it on the head. So for me, it's water o'clock. one lovely chap, pal of mine, as a tip, sent me a case of alcohol-free beer.
There you go.
Which is very nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good on you, man.
I'm looking forward to gigging again after this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm looking forward to you and I hitting the road.
Yeah, well, it'd be really nice to do some live stuff.
We should play a tune.
Well, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little bit.
I'll tell you what this reminds you of. You know those old American variety shows?
Oh, yeah.
Where you
talk for a bit.
Well, you talk for a bit, and then the guests say, hey, how about we do a song together? Yeah, and you know they rehearsed it.
Yeah, of course they do. Johnny Carson was a bit like that, but more with comedy.
Yeah.
You would do your little set, and then if you got invited over to the couch to talk to Johnny, that means you'd hit the big time.
Is this the big time for me now?
Yeah.
This is the big time.
You're
on the couch.
Yeah. This is When I Paint My Masterpiece.
Oh, the streets of Rome, filled with rubble. Ancient footprints are everywhere. You could almost think that's seeing double. On a cold, dark night on the Spanish Stair. I gotta hurry on back to my hotel room, where I got at the Coliseum. Knocking lines and wasting time. Oh, those mighty kings of the jungle, I can hardly stand to see them. Yes, and it sure has been a long, hard time. The train wheels running through the back of my memory. Stood on a hilltop, following the back of wild geese. And someday everything's gonna be smooth like a rhapsody. When I paint my masterpiece, sailing around the world in a dirty gondola.
Listening to a special edition of the West Melbourne Social Club podcast. What you just heard was a live take of me and Vo playing When I Paint My Masterpiece, recorded on my trusty Tascam DR40. Here's a little bit of pedantic fact-checking for my esteemed colleague. Rick Danko's name is not on that track. It's just his Bobness. Let's get back to me trying to conduct my first ever interview.
So, tell me about early days. When did you start playing with Rick?
Blimey, when I had hair. When I had a waistline. That would have been in about 1971. Mm. Possibly 72.
And that was before he was ever playing with Fairport.
Yeah, he didn't join Fairport till 85.
Oh, yeah. So many years before Fairport.
Yeah. We met in Birmingham and we had a band together called Now Don't Laugh.
Yeah.
The Fishnet Tight Swing Orchestra. We didn't wear them, honest. We didn't wear them. At least I didn't. And that was doing Django and Stefan stuff because we're a huge Django Reinhardt fan. And him being a fiddle player was
awesome. So you guys were way ahead of the curve on that because it got really popular in the aughties.
Yeah.
To do Django and Stefan.
Yeah. But I mean, Django is still, if I had to make a list of favourite guitar players, Django would still be number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for his pure, not just his technique, just the inventiveness of his improvisations is astonishing. Wow. Yeah. And Steph was astonishing.
Yeah.
I mean, Stefan Grappelli, who I saw play live, I played in the band, supported him once, at a gig. And Steph could not play a bad note. He just could not. He was incapable of playing a note that wasn't absolutely, utterly perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And really inventive. And that's when he was like, he was in his 90s when he died and he was still playing great.
Yeah,
and amazing. I remember he was in his 80s, and astonishing. So we played Django, but we played folk music as well.
Just to give you an example of what me and Vo are talking about here, this is the Rick Sanders Trio with Catherine Howe. This is called Because It Would Be Beautiful.
How would you like to paint the sky of piercing blue? Piercing blue, piercing blue. I would like to turn the brush to perfect.
Same name, that was Because It Would Be Beautiful by Catherine Howe and the Rick Sanders Trio on WMSCP. Let's go back to the interview.
And then I spent a year in Berlin playing folk clubs, and that was very educational, and that made me be able to do it completely solo and have the confidence to be able to do long sets.
Yeah, all by yourself.
All by myself.
Yeah.
Which didn't mean good instead.
And I still don't like doing it.
Yeah.
Because I never had my Berlin... I didn't have my Berlin training.
It was, Germany has been good to me. When I was going back even further, when I was 18, and I was a junior electric guitar hero kit, when I hit the hair and the Gibson Les Paul and the Marshall amps.
Yeah.
I went to Germany, joined a band, went to Germany, and we had to play for 4 hours a night. Well, it's 50 minutes in the hour. Yeah. 10 minutes off.
Yeah.
You did that 4 times a night in the week and 5 times a night on Saturday and Sundays. And Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And there wasn't a day off, you know. And that was really, really, and the money was dreadful and the accommodation was awful and it was freezing cold. It was way up in North Germany, a place called Norddeich.
Yeah, yeah.
On the North Coast, and it was freezing. It was automatic.
But that's the trouble I find.
But it was incredibly good training.
Yeah.
Because when we came back, we were a much better band, and I was a much better musician, just for doing that much actual slogging.
Tell me about Brent Ford and the Nylons.
Brent Ford and the Nylons still exists.
Yeah.
We were planning to get together again. We were going to have a reunion. It was a friend of ours, 70th birthday last year. And she was going to have a party and we were going to reunite the Nylons. But of course, it didn't happen because of COVID. But the Nylons were a rock and roll band. And it was in the days of punk. We used to do rock and roll songs. Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, all that kind of stuff. But fast.
Yeah.
Way faster than the punks were playing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because I was never over impressed by punk. with a few exceptions.
There's a lot of posturing involved.
I love the Pogues, but it wasn't that, to me, it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's also a lot more short-lived than people think.
Well, you know, they say, oh yeah, we're playing Fast and Furious. Oh, we get no sunshine. That's not fun. This is fast. So it was kind of, it was a little bit like that, which, and I hope I'm not offending any of your listeners.
Oh, well, there's old punks around, but, you know, they're just as grumpy as they were in 1976.
Oh, okay. But anyway, the Nylons were a rock and roll band with some old pals of mine, one guy, Dick Nelson, that I played with since I was 14 when we had our first guitars together.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a photograph somewhere of me and Dickie, you know, striking a Shadows type pose.
Yeah.
Just about playing G7.
Apache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apache.
Yeah.
And some other old pals. And it was a good band. And we still reconvene every now and again.
You and I had a band called Truck Stop Trixies.
Oh, that's good fun.
And we were going to reconvene that act as well, and we had I think 4 things booked,
yeah,
all in 2020,
yeah,
none of which occurred.
No.
And that was a bit of a heartbreaker,
but we'll have to do that again.
Yeah,
we'll
it'll be 2022 at this point.
Get it together.
I feel so incredibly lucky and grateful that I've had, you know, a pretty easy time through this whole lockdown situation. It could have been much, much worse. And so the way I get through things is to practice my gratitude and be grateful.
Yeah, yeah.
And just to be hopeful for the future and grateful for, you know, you can.
And there's far worse places you could be.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to the people that have supported me with the Facebook show.
Yeah.
And have been there and have asked for songs.
Yeah.
And have kept my brain ticking over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because in the absence of public performance.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I did a few, Rick and I did a few in between when we weren't as locked down.
Yeah.
We did some socially, we played at Blenheim Palace.
Yep.
But that was, you
know, outside.
But yeah, outside, yeah. And the crowd were like under is like a picnic.
Yeah,
and the crowd were like seemed like miles away. I've been in a lot of bands. I've played a lot of places, and I've had a thoroughly good time.
Yeah, well, that's
and it ain't over yet.
No, absolutely.
Well, I mean, people say, you know, do you worry about getting old? I say no. I prefer it to the alternative.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing to still be here and still be doing it and still being able to play and sing and still.
I'm pathetically grateful.
Yeah.
Just this is the day job.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, sort of this is, you know.
Have you got any other gigs that you want to plug?
Yeah, I tell you what. My first gig. I'm doing the Chestnut Tree.
Yeah.
Colin, bless him.
Yeah.
Those of you local will remember Colin from the Lamb. I'm doing the Chestnut Tree in Worcester on Sunday the 9th of May.
Yeah.
That'll be from 5 till 7. Then I got some gigs.
That's outside in the garden.
That's outside.
Yeah.
Then I got some garden gigs, some instrumental gigs in May in Castle Romwich Gardens.
Yeah.
My pal John Mostyn is running that.
Oh, okay.
And I think eventually when that, in the fullness of time, when lockdown is well over, they'll be doing some vocal ones. And I'm sure you and I will be
I'll be
up for that as well.
That'd be cool. That would probably be late June or July.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And there's a link on the Facebook page to the Bandcamp page as well.
Yeah,
good. Where you can buy this and that.
In this podcast, there's always links. And so your links will be first.
Great.
There anyway. Because you're the special guest.
I'm honored.
Yeah.
And I'm delighted.
Yeah, big, big thanks to Vo Fletcher for doing the show.
A pleasure. Good to see you. I'm looking forward to gigging with you.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to do something in June, late June.
Yeah.
And there'll be more details on that as things naturally progress.
Yes.
I want to thank Vo for being on the show and agreeing to let me try and interview him. I hope you enjoyed that. I wanted to play this one for Vo. I wanted to play something from Blonde on the Tracks by Emma Swift. This is Simple Twist of Fate. Recorded in Nashville, Tennessee, and featuring Robin Hitchcock on guitars, that was the Australian singer Emma Swift with Simple Twist of Fate from her 2020 album Blonde on the Tracks. If you check the links in the description, you'll see her Bandcamp site where you can buy a copy. I never linked to Spotify because screw those guys. Here's a track from somebody I've always wanted to feature, Scott Matthews. This is the second single from his forthcoming album, New Skin, Wait in the Car. Mm-hmm. from Wolverhampton, that was Scott Matthews with Wait in the Car on WMSCP. We're going to head up to Glasgow and hear from Rosie Bands. Here's her brand new track, Inside of You, There's a Universe. That was brand new from Rosie Bands. Inside of You, There's a Universe. Let's pick up the pace now and hear from Strata. From their album Aspects, this is Dance Desire. Oh, from their brand new record, Aspects. That was Strata with Dance Desire on WMSCP. From London to New York, let's hear from Cowbells. This track is called Big Lake. Now by the Magic Lantern. This is called Bury Me Not. Thank you. was a composition by Jamie Doe, also known as The Magic Lantern, from their album My Soul is a Strange Country. That was Bury Me Not. From the forthcoming album Das Wasteland Berlin, Volumes 1 and 2, this is Tim Burgess with Doors of Then.
Love.
That was the Anton Newcomb remix of a song by Tim Burgess called Doors of Then. There's a link to the Das Wasteland Berlin album in the description of this podcast. You should check it out because it looks pretty dope. Speaking of which, it's been way too long since I played any Prince Fatty. This is Herbalist featuring Top Cat.
Mongo's I find number one champion sound, my long side Prince Fatty, man. Ask man, they wanna guess, man, for teach the sound, never play a good tune like this, man. Now he comes a man called Mr. Top Cat, talking about the Herbalist, yeah. Ah, Herbalist, man.
Tell them already, me, I tell them again. Tell them already, me, I tell them again. So we are Herbalist. Aye, we are Herbalist. But I'm not bad, aye. Tell them already, me, I tell them again.
Right about down be a dumb specialist. And you saw Prince Fatty him a dumb specialist. And you saw Mongo him a dumb specialist. And you saw Tom Kent him a dumb herbalist. And when you smoke this pretty better smoke it well quicker. You know the Babylon the one me take damn quicker. And when the people in the middle of weed and wine in a this. Yes, I'm a herbalist. And make me tell you something with a dumb chemist. You never know how we a dumb specialist. And you saw Prince Fatty him a dumb specialist. One more.
We are herbalists, aye, we are herbalists. Badang dang, who tell them already, me, I tell them again, we call it. Tell them already, me, I tell them again, so we are herbalists, aye, we are herbalists. Badang dang, who tell them.
Right about now, we are dumb specialists, and we are dumb herbalists. One more time, as I would say.
Sense of mail, yes, me love it, my friend. The special dedication to the herbalist them. We have all the lyrics for the good sling thing. Now you come, Mr. Cat, I'll be the next one again. We are herbalist, aye, we are herbalist.
The ringing and the jiggy to the kinging and the ring. I'm Mr. Love is all I am. And when we come out and win up in the funny tree. Again, again, we're a dub specialist. You never know, sir, we're a dub specialist. I use a Prince Fatty, I'm a dub specialist. Along with Mongo, I'm a dub specialist. Again, again, we're a dub chemist. You never know, sir, we're a dub specialist. I use a Prince Fatty, I'm a dub specialist. I with Mongo, I'm a dub specialist. I use Tom Jada, I'm a herbalist. All you the young spender, I'm gonna chat them in lyrics. I want me come.
International
template, y'all.
I love the sense of mail, yes, me love it, my friend. The special dedication to the herbalist, them. We have all the lyrics for the good sling thing. Now you come, Mr. Cat, I'll be the next one again. We are herbalist, aye, we are herbalist. Badang dang, who tell them? Tell them already, me, I tell them again, me call it. Tell them already, me, I tell them again. So we are herbalist, aye, we are herbalist. Badang dang, who tell them?
You know, so we are dub specialists, man, now tell your style. We're around with it. See? Ask man, say so, my Prince Fatty among us, say so. So, dub specialists. Tell me, cut the looks on to me, you're dub specialists. Hey, you're so Prince Fatty, I'm a dub specialist. Oh, yes, come on, I'm a dub specialist. Hey, you're so dumb, get out in my herbalist.
That was Prince Fatty featuring Top Cat with Herbalist. All right, let's get some Bristol vibes going here with Kate Stables, and this is The Kid.
Riddled with ticks and squinting to see, we shook ourselves, we shook ourselves, we shook ourselves free. Stung and screamed, we headed for, we made our way, we rolled into the sea. I know what is true, I know what is truth, I know. What is truth? What is truth? And I will fight you. I will fight you. We'll fight you. We'll fight you. We'll fight you. Of heat in between the breeze, we dried ourselves, we dressed ourselves, we set ourselves free. And honest and true is beauty. Ourselves, we shook ourselves free.
From the album Moonshine Freeze, that was Riddled with Ticks by This Is the Kit. Here's Aaron Lee Tashjian with Got What I Wanted.
Smoke and shadows fall, staring at the wall again. I have made up my mind. Love will only grow when you let it go. Tell me, how was I to know? I had made up my mind. When I got what I wanted,
a little too.
from Tastian. That was Got What I Wanted on WMSCP. This is quite an epic one here. This is called I'm Gonna Drive by Allegra Krieger.
I'm gonna drive. I'm gonna get in my car. And I will go fast. I will go far, maybe to Washington. I've got a friend who lives there, and I want to feel them move through my hair. I'm gonna drive. I'm gonna follow the sound. And I'm gonna lose the truth. So that I can die before that day comes. I hope to realize. I hope to realize. I hope to. I'm gonna drive without stopping today, and I'm gonna feel remarkable ways, the essence of sunlight moves through me. The joys of forgetting the things you've been after, the things you've been after, the things you've been after. Joys of forgetting
from the Joys of Forgetting. That was Allegra Krieger with I'm Gonna Drive on the West Malvern Social Club podcast. Let's hear from the man who produced that, Adam Schatz of Landlady. This is from their new record. It's called Western Divide.
I danced in place, mowed down by kings. Bowed legs are fine, even extraordinary. Western Divide, toxic and primed to break a glass. Or a heart so weary. Water us down. Take off your crown. Drag me to hell. Or a place less scary.
Western Divide by Landlady from an overview on Phenomenal Nature. This is Cassandra Jenkins and her track, Haley. You're listening to WMSCP. That was Cassandra Jenkins with Haley. I've just had a new track sent to me from my buddy out in LA. This is called The Universal Lie. It's by Told.
Living in the body of an Englishman. I'm an Englishman. Stuck within the window of perception. I'm an Englishman. And I sink into the sadness of your eyes. If there's no truth, then it's a lie. Such as I don't drink my coffee. Sadness of your eyes. If there's no truth, then it's a lie. Such as I don't drink my coffee.
brand new from Told. That was The Universal Lie on WMSCP. This is Little Big Lions from their album Inside Voice. I'd say this is the theme of the lockdown. This track is called Stay In.
Making up excuses again. It's something I don't want to be a friend. It's the little voices that say you don't need to leave the house today.
So I try,
I argue,
I try
to follow through. They pin me to the floor,
and I know
it's not right
that I stay
every night looking at the door.
Stay, stay in. I'm happy alone.
While I stand at the wall, far too many people out there. Awkward at a party is my nightmare.
So I try,
be no,
I try,
stay calm,
I try
to play alone. But can I just go home?
Stay, stay in.
I'm happy alone.
That was Little Big Lions with Stay In on WMSCP. I want to play you the title track of Will Johnson's album, El Capitan.
Travel right on out. now to me. We are new to this velocity. And if anyone could bring it true, my guess is anyone just might be you. What a savage run that we are on, with our patience stretched and you and me gone.
That was Will Johnson with El Capitan on the West Malvern Social Club podcast. This next track is by Penelope Isles. It's called Not Talking.
Thank you.
from their album Until the Tide Creeps In. That was Not Talking by Penelope Isles. I want to play you something by Martin Thorne and Company from their album Feel the Fire. This is Taking It Down.
Taking down all the things that we built, taking down what we believe in. They're taking down all the progress that we made, taking it down to the bottom. Taking it down to the bottom. Seems like we gotta do it all again. Think of all the time we wasted. Should have done more to share it with the people. Instead, we're just paying the machine. They're taking down all the things that we built, taking down what we believe in. Taking down all the progress that we made, taking it down to the bottom, taking it down to the bottom. In our dreams on the gift of the gab, judging success by a long line of zeros, forgetting what we already had. They're taking down all the things that we built, taking down what we believe in. They're taking down all the progress that we've made, taking it down to the bottom, taking down. They're taking down all the progress that we've made, taking it down to the bottom, taking it down to the bottom, taking it down to the bottom.
Down by Martin Thorne and Company on WMSCP. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hearing me try to do an interview. We might have another guest next week, but I'm not going to spoil the surprise. Thanks again to Vo. I'll let you hear a little outtake. So this is a bit of Vo and Tyler improv here. This is the way that we usually rehearse. I wanted to include it because this is what we've been missing, you know, the most over the course of the lockdown. I thought you might enjoy just listening to two friends have a jam live, even though I have no idea how the song goes.
Buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. I've been making my life, seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. You got all the love, honey, baby, I will. Everything about you bring me misery. Little red wagon, little red bike, I ain't no monkey but no one like. Like the way you love me strong and steady. I'm taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand.
Baby, can't you tell?